Welcome to the Entrepreneur Power Hour podcast, where we interview a different entrepreneur on their expertise and immerse ourselves in the power of their journey. Are you ready to be educated, inspired, and enlightened? Well, you've come to the right place. This is the Entrepreneur Power Hour podcast, hosted by Kareem Mays and Chris Peters.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Power Hour podcast. I'm your host, Kareem Mays, and I'm here with Freddie Gallandara Jr. How are you doing today, Freddie?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me on your show. It's a pleasure to be here and share, you know, some of my knowledge and experience.
The pleasure is all ours. I just want to ask you, to get started, how did you become an entrepreneur?
Well, you know, let me just give you a quick story about my journey here. And the reason why I started online and I wanted to become my own boss is because I wanted freedom, right? I wanted to just not work for anybody else, because ever since I was 16 years old, you know, I had to work. I was independent, you know. My very first job in the United States was at a restaurant, and I barely knew English then, you know, so. And then, you know, after that, I was, you know, a waiter. I had many jobs. I worked in construction before going online. And I hated working for somebody else. I hated having a boss. So, and, you know, I'm also a high school dropout. You know, I didn't finish high school. Even though I did get my GED later, I didn't really have many opportunities to go to college. So I found myself in a place where I had to make a decision. You know, whether, you know, do I continue on construction and find something there, you know, maybe build my own construction company or something like that, you know. So I had to make a decision what I was going to do for my future. And, you know, for those who worked in construction before, you know, that's not an easy job, man. I mean, who wants to wake up at 5:30 in the morning and every day and sit in traffic for 2 hours just to get to work? So I had to make a decision, and then I got online and I saw that people were making money with blogging and with a website. So I was like, man, I want to do that. You know, I want to work for myself. I want that freedom. So that's how I got started. That's what made me become an entrepreneur, you know, just go with my own flow, you know, with my ideas. I knew that I had potential to just create things, right? Because that's what we do here. We create things and then monetize our ideas so we can live that life of freedom. We don't have to work for anybody else and things like that. So that is how I got started, man. It was just a life-changing decision that I had to make when I was 22 years old. So that's pretty much, you know, just a quick story about me.
That's really interesting, because I actually, when I first started, I started blogging, but I didn't know the ins and outs, and I tried to make money off Google AdSense, and I made about maybe $5 after 3 months, so I could afford maybe a coffee, but I definitely had the desire to do something more and to do something that was actually beneficial to mankind, not just doing my job. And don't get me wrong, I've liked a lot of jobs I've done in the past, but you get that feeling in your gut that there has to be more. There has to be more to life than what I'm currently doing, that I can influence millions upon billions of people. And that was one of my main motivations as an entrepreneur. And, you know, I've done a lot of jobs and I'm still doing some work that I have to wake up early and get stuck in traffic. And I can definitely sympathize with you there. But I'd actually like to learn a little bit more about what you do now and get some details, some of the highlights of your career. You have an internet marketing blog, correct, where you teach people?
Yeah. You know, and like you said, you know, you want to contribute to the world, you know, a lot more than just, you know, because everyone who is in that routine of waking up, you know, every day at a certain time, going to work, working for somebody else, you know, at some point you're going to realize, you know, is this what I'm going to do my entire life? I mean, you know, we are living in a time where humanity is feeling like, okay, we need to do something for each other. We need to do something for the world, right? So falling in that routine, it's, you kind of feel empty, like you're not contributing much, right? So I realized that later on, but at the beginning when I started, it was just for the money, all right? It was just for the money. I wanted to make money. But then I realized I can do more. It's not just about the money. It's about helping people. So when I started with blogging, I had no idea what blogging was. I didn't even know what a domain name was. You know, that was completely new, you know, new words, new knowledge. You know, I was still learning English, too. So, you know, can you imagine that, you know, I'm getting into this new internet marketing world and I have no idea what marketing or blogging is. So I got started from the very bottom, you know. And I started with Blogger, you know, I started blogging on Google, right? They have this blogger.com. That's where I started blogging. And then a few months later, I got started with WordPress. And that's where, you know, things started to, you know, evolve for me. I started to learn more about, you know, the platforms, domain names, hosting, Google search engines. So I invested a lot of time learning about blogging, learning about search engines, learning about ranking videos, ranking blog posts, you know, learning about the user experience for your blog and things like that. And, you know, the things that you need to know to build a blog that gets traffic, gets leads, and sales for you. So that is pretty much what I'm teaching now. You know, I have been able to build blogs where traffic just comes in, you know, from the search engines. And the main traffic source for a blog is the search engines, because the more value you give to your audience through your blog, the more Google is going to, you know, send you the traffic. Because if you think about it, what is, you know, Google's main priority? Is their user. If the user doesn't like the search engine or what Google is giving them, they are not going to go to Google.com. They are going to go to, you know, Bing.com or other search engines. So their main job is to give that user what they want. So if you give that user what they want and more, then Google is going to be like, okay, you know, that website is good. We see that people click on it. They stay on the site for more than 30 seconds. They actually engage. They are leaving a comment. Then we are going to give this page more ranking, right? So things like that. And you learn that with experience too. But you right now, what I'm trying to do with my internet marketing blog is teach people exactly what they need to know without having to go through what I went through. Because I went through, you know, years of trying to figure it out, you know, trying to figure it out how exactly everything works. You know, I bought trainings, you know, a lot of education on internet marketing. So I'm trying to help people, you know, cut the learning curve, you know, because there's a big learning curve in internet marketing. A lot of people want to know everything, right? But what I'm trying to teach is that you don't need to know everything, and you actually need to, you know, realize that other people have gone through all of these experiences, and now they are learning, they are, you know, sharing the information, so you don't have to go through the same thing. You don't have to go through, you know, all of the nights that, you know, I was up all night studying blogging and how everything works. You know, right now, somebody who's completely new can go to my blog and learn exactly what they need to know. They don't need to know anything else, just whatever I'm teaching, because what I'm teaching is from experience. It is from my own, you know, efforts of trying to figure it out. So, yeah, man, you know, my blog, that is one of my big goals, is to build a blog that is going to help a lot of people, and not only with the knowledge, but also with mindset, you know, self-development, because I am into that topic as well. You know, I'm just like you guys, you know, you guys want to contribute to the world, you know, you want to, you know, help people with self-development, grow their minds, right? That's actually something that I want to do as well, but I want to combine internet marketing with, you know, self-development and help people believe that they can do this so we can all, right, contribute to the world. So, you know, like you said, you know, there's a bigger picture to everything, right? And you want to really make a difference. So that's what I'm trying to do here.
I think that's the most important thing we can do, because people just go for money, and I did that with not blogging, but internet-like marketing type MLM type stuff, and I never actually made really any money because I really wasn't in love with the products. I really wasn't in love with what I was doing, so I didn't actually make a real impact. But my co-host has some questions for you as well. Damien Chris Breeders is my brother and co-host, and he's going to be asking some questions to learn more about what you do, Freddie, and how you help people. So, Chris, I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks, Kareem. Hey, Freddie, how's it going?
How's it going, man? Glad to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here tonight. We really appreciate it. So, Freddie, in your experience so far, what are some tips you'd be able to give anybody who would like to start what you are doing, or how what you're doing can help them on their journey to becoming successful entrepreneurs?
All right, man. Great question, man. And thank you for that question, because, you know, again, it's about empowering people and
Absolutely.
giving them what they need so they can then make a decision whether to change their life, make something happen, take control of their, you know, how they are living life, right? So
yes, sir.
The tips that I will give somebody brand new, all right, and you know, it kind of depends who we're talking to here, you know, because we have, you know, maybe somebody who is 45 years old, right? Right? I will give them, similar tips, right? Similar advice to a 45-year-old. But then if we have somebody who is 20 years old or 22 years old, right? Then I will give them maybe a little bit, you know, more like a different type of advice to them. Because somebody who is 45, they just want to get online, right? Learn exactly what they need to do, but they don't want to get into too many technical things, right? They don't want to be building a WordPress site from scratch. From my own experiences, you know, I would tell someone to start a blog, and that is, you know, the main thing that I teach people is you need your blog. So for somebody who's 45 years old, you know, they can outsource that, right? If they don't want to get into technical stuff, because it is technical, you gotta, you know, do hosting and install, you know, plugins and design and things like that. But for somebody who's 22 years old, you know, I know that a lot of young people, they like to do this. Some people just like to build their own site. So to them, I will say, you know, go ahead and play with WordPress. For somebody who's a little bit older, you know, go ahead and buy a platform. You can buy one. And then just get, you know, learning and then take action with what you learn. And that is how you cut the learning curve by, you know, a lot, because a lot of people, you know, here's the thing, you know, a lot of people, they learn and they just keep learning and learning and learning and learning, and, you know, they just don't take action, you know. It's like they are learning forever. And I met a lot of people online who, you know, I teach sometimes, you know, for free, you know, I give them, you know, 10 minutes of my time sometimes, because I really like to help people, even though they're not paying me anything. You know, sometimes people message me, ask me questions, and I help them, but I see a pattern here. And that is that I'm like, okay, you keep asking me very similar questions. I keep telling you what to do. I keep sending you videos. I keep giving you blog posts and tutorials. And I see the same thing. People are just learning and learning and learning, and they don't take action. It's like, what is going on here, you know?
Yep.
So my best tip for everyone in general is, you know, just take action even though you don't know everything yet. Because the best way for you to learn is by taking action, by doing, right? It's the same thing with learning how to ride a bicycle. I mean, are you going to learn how to ride a bicycle by just reading a book on how to do it, or are you going to learn by falling down, you know, and things like that, right? So you have to just go and adjust along the way. It's like, you know, don't wait for you to know everything. And here are the three things that I want people to know that they need, right? The three main things that they need to start an online business, right, to build an income stream from the internet. The first thing that you need is a blog. You need a blog because you need your home. You know, if we are talking about business here, you want to treat this like a real business. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, they get online, they want to build an online business, but they don't want to invest in their business's real estate online, right? It's like a virtual real estate, right? So I ask people sometimes, okay, you want to build a business on the internet. Okay, so where is your building for your business on the internet, right? We can say that, you know? Where is your virtual building, right? Where's your home on the internet? And a lot of people, you know, get confused and they, oh, here it is, right? And they show me an affiliate link. And let me tell you, that is not yours, right? If something happens to that company or to that product, it's gone, right? So you promoted this affiliate link all over the internet for 6 months. You build up this traffic to it, and all of a sudden it's gone. So you got to start all over again. So it's like, okay, you know, you're never going to, you know, accomplish a lot like that. You have to build your blog. So you need a blog. The second thing you need is an autoresponder. You need an autoresponder because you need to build that list. You need to build a database of people who are interested in a certain topic. You know, it could be internet marketing, it could be weight loss, whatever niche that you are trying to make money in. So you need a blog, you need an autoresponder, and the third thing is you need a funnel. You need a landing page, right? You need a system that is going to capture the lead for you, that is going to sell the product or service for you, and then, you know, follow up, right, or have an upsell in the back,
yep,
so you can make more money. So those are the three main things that you need, right? So to me, that is very, very important to understand, you know, and that is the reason why I teach a lot about blogging, because let me tell you, I meet a lot of people all the time, and a lot of people don't even know about blogging. They are trying so hard to, you know, build traffic and build a brand, but they don't even care about blogging. And a blog gives you more authority, right? Because, look, if right now I come across someone, right, online or on Facebook, right, somebody new that wants to learn, somebody who wants to learn about making money on the internet, and then they see me on Facebook, they send me a message, right? And then I have something to offer, right? Maybe I have my own product. Maybe I have, you know, a network marketing deal or opportunity, right? Whatever it is that I'm selling, right? They message me, right? And they are interested and then in learning from me. And then at the same time, they go and you know, see somebody else who is trying to make money online, right? And so the scenario is me and then this other guy. And this other guy, you know, he's making some money, but he doesn't have a blog, okay? Now I'm here, I'm making some money, but I do have a blog, right? And then we have this new person who is trying to learn, he's trying to, you know, make money online as well. So he talks to me and to this other guy. Now, we both tell him, you know, the same thing, okay, we can help you, right? But I show this person my blog. And this person sees my blog and goes, wow, there's a lot of knowledge here. There's a lot of, you know, video tutorials, audios, you know, everything that I need to learn. And then when this person, the same person is talking to this other guy, he doesn't have a blog. He doesn't have much content, right, online or whatever. Who do you think that person is going to trust more, right? It, obviously, the one with the content, the one who has a home, the one who has, right? So.
Yeah.
That is why it makes a big, big difference, man.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yes, absolutely there, Freddie. I totally agree with you. And I also wanted to ask you, what has your experience as an entrepreneur been like so far, and what advice can you give to our audience or other new entrepreneurs to stay motivated in order to become successful?
Okay, so for you to stay motivated and have that energy, well, here's where self-development and mindset comes into play, right? You know, and this is a big one, man, because, you know, success is 80% mindset and 20%, you know, hard work.
Absolutely.
So and here's the thing, here is why, you know, lately I have been working on a new combination that I'm putting together for the marketplace. And this is where I am, you know, combining spirituality with internet marketing. Because, you know, I'm into meditation, I'm into, you know, knowledge about, you know, humanity, your soul and your energy, because that is what changes everything. Because once you understand how everything works in your life, then it is easier for you to stay motivated, for you to do the things that you know are going to give you that energy, that fire inside of you, to just go, you know, through anything. No matter what happens in your life, you can still make things happen little by little. You can have that faith, you know. So my best advice would be to you know, remember why you want to accomplish your goals.
Yes.
Why is it that you want, you know, whatever it is that you want, right? Why do you want it to happen? Your why, you know, here's the thing, if your why doesn't make you cry, then it's not big enough, all right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we all know who taught us that, don't we, Freddie?
Similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that would be my best advice, is to you know, always remember why you want this very badly, you know, and get emotional about it, because the emotion is actually energy, right? You don't even need coffee, okay? You don't even need coffee every day when your why is so strong that you don't need no coffee to stay up and to do the work. That's when you know your why is so strong that it's just going to slap you in the face when you're trying to fall asleep rather than write an article or something, you know?
Absolutely. And I think it's important to point out that, you know, being an entrepreneur means taking complete responsibility for your life, and it means going that extra mile that many people aren't willing to go. You have to be willing to put 100% of your effort into what you want out of life. And when you work for somebody else, it's easy to just say, well, I can just do this and make this amount of money and I can live and buy groceries, and that's the status quo, and that's mediocrity. And for me, I know for myself, that is not enough for me. So I really appreciate that, and I'll turn it back over to Kareem if you're done talking there, Freddie, for now.
All right, yeah. I mean, you know, to me, you know, it is important for you to, you know, to know your value, you know, that, like you said, it's all about what do you think you deserve, you know, because, look, you don't get out of life what you want. You get out of life what you deserve. So, everything you deserve, that's what you're going to get, you know? And I could go, you know, a long time talking even into more details, but we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
It's up to you, man. You can, this is like whatever you want to talk about, you know? I think what I really know now after going through this process with our Pay Me What I'm Worth course, as well as, you know, me and Kareem were the brainchild behind the Entrepreneur Power Hour, and we really wanted a platform where we could connect with people that have the same mindset we have, that want the same things out of life, you know, and that is to be free. And to be free to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, and as much as you want.
Yeah.
The time and, freedom. Go ahead, Fred.
And, you know, it is wonderful that you guys are doing this. And you're right, you know, you really want to surround yourself with that type of people. But let me tell you something. you know, you do want to get together with people, you know, like me, you, and Kareem, and other people who think alike, who want the same, you know, things in life. But the reason why we are coming together is to, you know, reach out to those who have no idea about this, right? That is where we want to go.
Yes.
So we come together only to expand, you know? And we don't really just want to reach like-minded people. We want to reach those who are not like-minded so they can become like-minded. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that is the main goal.
Yeah, I mean, because we need unity in the world to have change, to form a positive revolution that's going to change our whole social dynamic, that's going to change the human condition into something that is tangible for everybody, that is powerful enough to bring that change that we're all capable of and the harmony that we're capable of living. That's one of the main reasons I'm doing this. Because I have a brilliant mind, and I want to unite minds, and I want to meet other people with brilliant minds. Go ahead, Freddie.
Yeah, that's great, man. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, we could talk about internet marketing, blogging, and affiliate marketing, making money, financial freedom. But at the end of the day, we want to contribute to the world so we can have a better place, right? We can
manifest
a better world. And a funny thing about this, you know, because I'm very into this type of knowledge myself, so it would only take, let me tell you, it would only take about 1% to 2% of the world's population to be like-minded, to be into that energy of, you know, positive energy, right, enlightenment and things like that. It would take about 2% of the population. And then the entire world will change. And 2% of 7 billion is about 14 million, okay?
Yeah.
So, that is still possible, right?
That's a start.
Yeah. So right now, people who are like, you know, us, who are into, you know, tapping into your own inner power and you know, understanding about, you know, your soul and your purpose on this life, man, we probably have about, you know, a few million people who are into the same type of thing. So we are probably not even close to 1%. But we are getting there. We are getting there. And that is the reason why we come together, so we can expand. Once we hit that 2%, it's like a snowball effect. It's like, okay, you know, it won't stop. So that is our mission here, you know, because we are all light workers in this life, everyone. Even if you don't know it, you are a light worker. You are here to help others learn through your mistakes. That is why your mistakes are important. That's why you have to embrace them. You know, if you make a mistake, so what, you know?
Yeah.
I'm here to do that. Don't beat yourself up and say, oh, you know, damn, I made a mistake. Oh, damn, I'm horrible. I'm a horrible person. You know, you're not. You are divine light worker. So you came here to make a mistake, right?
Yeah.
So you know, that is my take on you know, spirituality and things like that, and how that can help you with internet marketing. You know, that's a beautiful thing that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to combine my knowledge with that.
Absolutely. Oh, man, absolutely. Lots of brilliance there, Freddie. And, you know, that's just the essence of it. People need to understand that if we didn't make mistakes, we wouldn't learn anything. We wouldn't grow. We wouldn't become better people. It's only when you do something and realize, oh, it was wrong, that you learn that that wasn't the way to do it, or that you shouldn't have treated that person that way, or, I mean, you don't have any innate knowledge of that experience until you go through that experience. So
that
makes complete sense, and those were some brilliant words. I really appreciate that. And Kareem would like to ask you another question here, so I'm going to turn it back over to him.
All right.
Yeah, thanks so much again, Freddie, for coming and sharing your wisdom. You too, Chris. And it's really beneficial to actually know that I'm not the only one who gets up in the morning and doesn't, I don't really use coffee. I just am pumped up by what I can create, what I can do. And that, for me, that's kind of my why, is changing the world and making it a better place for not just myself, but for everybody else. And sometimes I think entrepreneurs get too caught in, well, I can make this much or maybe egoic things, and they don't really look at, well, if I help the world and help other people, then I'll get true prosperity. So the last question, and I'd like to end on this, is if somebody's really inspired by this, where could they find you, Freddie? They're like, man, Freddie's the man. I want to go meet him and learn from him about internet blogging. Where can I go?
Well, people can find me on my blog, internetmarketingblog101.com, or on Facebook. Just look for Freddie Gandrilla, or just go and type that on Google. You can actually Google my name. And but, you know, if you want to learn about internet marketing, just go to internetmarketingblog101.com and, you know, just connect with me through there.
That's awesome, man. And I definitely think a lot of people can benefit from your knowledge and benefit from your expertise. Is there anything else you want to give out to our audience or give out to new entrepreneurs maybe, or anything in closing?
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, I just want to say a few words to close this out and you know, to whoever is listening to this. And all I got to say is that, you know, you are a beautiful human being. You are amazing, and any mistake that you have been making, don't beat yourself up. Love yourself more. Love is the only answer to raise your energy, your vibration, so you can start to manifest anything in your life. Love yourself more, never less. And that's all I got to say.
All right. You heard it, guys. Love yourself more and start to manifest what you truly believe by loving yourself. I'm Kareem Mays, the host, with my brother and co-host Chris Peters. And today we interviewed Freddie Gandrilla. He runs an internet marketing blog, and he has deep interest in spirituality and helping this world. This is the Entrepreneur Power Hour, and we'll see you next time.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Power Hour podcast, where we interview a different entrepreneur on their expertise and immerse ourselves in the power of their journey. Are you ready to be educated, inspired, and enlightened? Well, you've come to the right place. This is the Entrepreneur Power Hour podcast, hosted by Kareem Mays and Chris Peters.